Just a few words. You know, the word says that we are saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And there's power in our testimony. And Megan, even as you are, where are you? I want to look at you while I'm saying this. There you are. Hi, Megan. Even as you came forward and said, I want to be baptized. And you came and you shared a little bit of a testimony a few weeks back. There was power in that. And it opened something up in others to say, yes, I want that too. And there was a time where there was a trigger for you, an open heaven, so to speak, when you heard from the Lord and say, I want to go forth. And I just want to encourage you guys this morning, it's never too late. Baptism is not something where you have to go through baptism classes, you have to get your life in order, and then you get baptized. Baptism, I think Jeff said last week, it's giving your yes to Jesus. And if you're ready to give your yes to Jesus and you haven't been baptized, it's not too late. You can come up here and share this morning, or you can join us in the water when we get to Rosengard. So I just want you to know that. You know, there's this battle that goes on inside us. There's one thing we were born for. There's one thing we were created for, and that's relationship with our Heavenly Father. And nothing in life makes sense if that is not in order. Life just does not work until that gets lined up. And it's like the Narnia silver chair story. You know, there's this guy who's a prince, but he's tied up in bound in this chair for 1 hour a day, and the rest of the time of the day for 23 hours he's under spell when he doesn't know who he is. He's completely lost his identity. And the 1 hour a day when he knows who he is, he's bound in this chair so he can't be free. But there's a moment of clarity during that time, and that's the time when he's rescued. And he knows who he is, and he acts when that clarity, when that light comes. He acts, he takes a step of obedience to say, yes, I am God's. If I may paraphrase, he is my Heavenly Father. I know who I am. I am a prince. I am a son. And he acts upon it. And with that comes freedom. And the word says, as soon as we call upon his name, he rises up with compassion to meet us. So there's no preparation necessary besides the preparation of the heart, of calling upon his name, recognizing him as our Heavenly Father and us as his sons and daughters, and coming into alignment and agreement with that. And he does the rest. And baptism, all it is, it's a sign of death to our own life. And we're being raised up in the life of Christ, rightly aligned with our Heavenly Father. And now life starts to make sense, and we walk it out with the Holy Spirit and his power. So that's my little encouragement. May the Holy Spirit have his way in your life as we hear these testimonies this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Daniel. We're almost there. We're almost there. Gail, do you want to? Oh, I'm going to call everybody up. And Gail wanted to just bless each and every one of you that are being baptized before you give your testimonies here. It's a little bit different. They're going to be giving their testimonies here and getting baptized in Rosengard. Who's never been to Kleefeld? Woo! What? They live in Kleefeld. Steve, for real? Okay. Just follow the smell of honey. We're going to call up Megan and Shalena and Emma and Grace and Erica and Callie. You guys, you can sit down or stand up, whatever you feel more comfortable with there. Oh, right like that. Yeah. Gail's got you in her sights here. We're still waiting for, three more.
I just need to look at you guys to do this, okay? Glory to God. Beloved Shalena. The Lord God, who is absolute love, knows the plans he has for you, and he knows exactly what to do. You can completely, 100% trust him, for he will be with you every step of the way. Precious, he has promised to never leave you, in no way fail you, give you up, leave you without support. He will not in any degree leave you, forsake you, relax his hold on you, assuredly not. Precious Shalena Rose, you are God's gracious gift to the world. His workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus, and you are attractive with the beauty of the Lord. You have an anointing of peace upon you, radiating the tranquility of the Lord, who is the Prince of Peace. which attracts a lost and a peaceless world to him. You, precious Shalini, emanate the beautiful fragrance of Christ, like the rose emanates perfume. Isaiah 26, 3 to 4, and Proverbs 3 tells us that the Lord God, who is absolute love, is faithful to guard and keep in a constant perfect peace as you keep your mind on him, leaning on, trusting in, confidently relying on him with your heart and mind, not relying on your own insight, your own senses, or understanding. In everything, big or small, recognize and know him, and he will be faithful to direct, make straight, and plain your path for the todays, for the tomorrows, and for the future, one step at a time. For precious Elena, he knows the plans he has for you. He knows exactly what to do, and he, precious, is your everlasting rock. Shalagna, Megan, Emma, Erica, Kelly, and Grace, I declare the glory of the Lord over your lives, the manifested presence of God who is absolute love, the manifested presence and the power of God, and the manifested goodness of God, who is what goodness is. His presence, the presence of God, heavy with everything good upon each of you. So wherever you are, you change the atmosphere. Shalena, Megan, Emma, Erica, Kelly, and Grace, you will walk in supernatural health, healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Because by the stripes of Jesus and his blood, you were healed. Supernatural provision for the Lord God, who is your source, liberally supplying your every need from his glorious resources in Christ Jesus. And supernatural direction, led, directed, and guided by Holy Spirit, knowing, recognizing, and following the voice of the Good Shepherd, not following the voice of the stranger who is the deceiver. Shalena, Megan, Emma, Erica, Kelly, and Grace, your spirits are strong, your emotions are settled, your minds are sharp, and your bodies are healed. Each of you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, like trees planted by the rivers of living water, bearing fruit in your season. Your leaves do not wither, and whatsoever you do will prosper. Glory to God. Amen. So be it unto each of you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Gail. Yeah, we can clap for that. Yeah. Well. So, Megan, why don't you, since you started this all, you might as well.
Oh, Jeezy. All right. Thank you, Gail. That was great. I just want to say how proud I am of each and every one of you. That is a big step to take, and one that I've wanted to take a long time ago. So, bless you guys. And, all right. I prepared something. I tore out the page. I prepared something. I tore out the page. And the last time I shared, the page was blank when I was trying to read it up here. So I figured I'm going to come slate clean. So bear with me. So I grew up going to church, attending youth groups, Bible camps. I accepted Christ at a young age. And, I was raised by a believing mom, and I know her hand, her prayers had a lot to do with where I am today. I ended up falling away for a long time, and it was a hard road. And just thinking of having my own daughters and knowing that growing up in the truth is how I wanted them to be raised was basically the time where I just rethought my life's direction. And even still, after they were born, I still struggled in this area. And just looking back on my life, God's hand was in it, man. Like, he was guiding me and just, you know, preparing my heart and just, yeah. So I just feel like I need to say thank you. Thank you for being faithful. And thank you for bringing me back here. And yeah, just, I don't know. Emotions have been up and down and crazy this last week. I was struggling, like, having that connection. And someone spoke into my life, and they're like, they gave me several, like, revelations that I had. Like, they just spoke words that kept replaying in my mind over the past few weeks. And I was like, okay, that's confirmation then. You know, if I can't get there, somebody else, like, people being willing, being open vessels, like, that's amazing. Like, continue to do that. Even if you're, like, not sure of the word that you're getting for someone, just go for it, man. Like, that is so encouraging. So, I don't know. Here today, it's amazing, and I just give all glory to God, and I see all your faces in support of us, and that is truly a blessing. And so continue to encourage us in the way of the Lord, and just continue to be your lovely selves. All right.
I'm Shalena, in case you didn't know. I was born and raised in a Christian home, and I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior at the age of 4. So I've been thinking about baptism for a while now, but I never understood why I needed to do it. I thought baptism was just about making it known to your friends, family, and church that you were a Christian. Since I have been following Jesus my whole life, and my friends and family know this, I could never figure out why I needed to get baptized. Recently, the baptismal topic has been around me, and I felt God telling me that it was time for me to get baptized. So I decided that I should get my questions answered first. I found out that baptism isn't just for the benefit of the people around you. It's something that happens between you and God. Like Jeff said, you're yes to God. Plus, baptism happens a lot in the New Testament, and Jesus even did it. I honestly don't have baptism all figured out like I would like to, but I have decided to trust God and follow Jesus' example anyway, because this is what he has asked me to do.
For those of you who don't know, my name is Emma, and I'm 12 years old. I gave my life to Christ when I was about 5 years old, and at that time, I really didn't know what being a Christian really was about. I just thought that everyone in my family is a Christian, so I should just do it. Over the those few years till I was about 10, I struggled with thinking that I wasn't a Christian, and then I thought I was, and then I thought I wasn't, just back and forth. If someone asked me I was a Christian, I would say yes, and then I would think if that was wrong. And At age 10, God really spoke to me, and he kept telling me that I was a Christian, and he has helped me these past few years just to know that I am saved and he is with me. When I heard that they were having a baptism coming up, I thought and prayed about it, and God kept telling me that I should do it, so I knew it was time.
For those of you that don't know, I'm Grace and I am 9. When I first became a Christian, Sunday school one day, they were asking if someone wanted to be a Christian, and I said yes. My relationship with God has been praying and reading the Bible. My favorite book in the Bible is Matthew. I'm going to read a couple verses from there about when Jesus was baptized. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River. He wanted to be baptized by John, but John tried to stop him. He told Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you, so why do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be this way for now. It is right for us to do this. It carries out God's holy plan." Then John agreed. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened. Jesus saw the Spirit of God coming down on him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, "This is my son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him." I like this verse because it tells the story of Jesus being baptized, and I want to follow him.
My name is Erica Bandman. I became a Christian when I was about 4 or 5 years old. I'm getting baptized because I love God and I want to make the commitment to follow him. I have always loved and trusted God, but this past summer I feel like I have grown closer to him. Some of you know that last summer my dad was really sick. With him going in and out of the hospital, I really needed someone to be with me, and God was there. Last summer has also been an example of an answer to prayer. For one thing, my dad is now healed of what was wrong last summer, which is an answer to prayer. And another way God showed his care in that time is more like a story than simply a sentence. We had to go to a family camping trip without my parents, and my aunt and uncle brought us home after the trip. My aunt was really tired and wanted to go home, but my cousins wanted to stay for a swim. My aunt gave in, and we swam for a while. We were almost done when my mom came out of the house and said that my dad's back was really hurting, and he had to go to the hospital. Because my aunt and uncle were still there, my mom could bring my dad to the hospital right away. We ended going to my aunt and uncle's house to stay, because my dad was in the hospital for a week, and my mom stayed in Winnipeg so that she could be close to him. I can see how in that time God was looking after our family. Because our cousins stayed over, we could go home with them instead of having no place to go. God has cared for me and loved me all of my life, and now I'm going to give my life to him.
My name is Callie. I became a Christian when I was 4 years old, and so I'd like to tell a story about how God answers our prayers. About 4 years ago, my family got 2 cats named Sophie and Snowflake, and around five or six weeks after we got them, Snowflake disappeared. They're outdoor cats and often leave for a while, so we weren't very worried at first, and we guessed that she would be back in a day or two, but she wasn't. And my family prayed that she would come home. We prayed a lot. 2 weeks after she ran away, another cat came to our house. Like Snowflake, it was a fluffy white female cat, except Snowflake had always been a little smaller than our other cat, Sophie, and this cat was bigger than Sophie. We weren't sure if the cat was Snowflake or not, but we fed her anyways. She stayed at our house after that. A few days later, I noticed a tattoo from the vet in her ear. My mom was able to call the vet, and they told her they would contact the owner and call us back if the owner wanted the cat. The vet never called back, but we did find out that Snowflake, we started calling her Snowflake. We found out that she was from Toulon, which is about an hour and a half away from Otterburn by car. And I believe that God always answers prayers, but not always in the way we want him to or in the way we think he will. We prayed that God would let our cat come home, but he gave us another cat instead, and Snowflake is the most people-friendly cat that I know. God also gave a home to a cat who needed one. I've seen God at work in my life, and I want to follow him. That's why I want to get baptized.
Thank you. That was all very sweet. Is there anybody that has it on their heart or has been sensing a stirring in them to maybe pray over the people that are getting baptized today? Just open that up if there is. Yeah, come on up. There can be more than one.
Good morning, I'm Sylvia. I felt when we were talking about baptism a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, Lord, like I just felt this excitement. I want to be a part of this somehow. And somebody was saying in their testimony, there's a lot of baptism in the New Testament. And I've been reading a lot about that. I may not find it very quickly. But in Acts, the new church, they were just so on fire. They were jacked. They had seen Jesus die. He was risen again. And they just went everywhere. It did not matter if it was a Roman person, if it was a Gentile, if it was a Jew. If they wanted to get baptized, they were baptized immediately. It was just this time of revival. And I thought, that is such a beautiful thing, and I can see that in all of you guys, and I just want to, take this time to pray over you. Let's get names really quickly. Erica, Callie, Megan, Emma, Grace, and Shalena. Okay. Lord, thank you so much for these beautiful girls and women. You just said, Lord, that when we are obedient to you, when we give our yes to you, there's nothing that you cannot do through us. And it is the power of your Holy Spirit upon these incredible women that I just pray a blessing, your favor, a new anointing, a new revelation of how much you love them and how much good you have for their lives. That when they say yes to you, that it doesn't matter when the road gets a little rocky, because they know the Lord of the universe stands with them. And that means that they can overcome anything. Lord, I just pray for Shalena. I pray for Grace. I pray for Emma and Megan and Callie and Erica, Lord. You have created these beautiful girls and women. You knit them in their mother's womb, and you have never left their side, and you never will. And I just thank you so much that their beautiful yes, their beautiful testimony is such an inspiration to all of us here. And that we don't need to necessarily know all the answers. Just like Shalena said, it's so, so natural, so normal. Well, what is this all about? But when you say, come, follow me, and when we simply walk in that, the blessings and the beauty that flows from that is mind-boggling. And so, Lord, I just thank you that we get to see this childlike faith in these beautiful girls and that we can be inspired to walk in that as well. Bless them, Holy Spirit, bless them.
Thank you, Sylvia. Anybody else? Yes, yes. This is Sylvia's daughter.
Hi, my name is Moxie, and I just want to pray for these women and ladies, how beautiful they are. And so, dear Lord, I pray that these ladies, you would take away all their fear and just be with them when they get baptized and make sure they don't be scared, don't be shy, just, you know, be fine and be with you. You, dear Lord, just love on them and, you know, just don't be afraid, because the Lord is beside you. He will take away all your fear, all your sadness, all your anger. He will take all your sin and he will put it on the cross. He will make sure that you will not be scared and you will not be afraid. For the Lord is beside you everywhere. Everywhere you go, he's always beside you. Amen.
Thank you, Moxie. I think I'm going to start incorporating those two words into my prayer times is, Lord, you know. I think that says a lot, doesn't it? He does know everything. But he needs to hear it from us too, as well. Yeah, so another opportunity for anybody? Yes, Mrs. Williams.
I want to first say that was awesome. When Grace shared that Bible verse that she was included in her testimony, what stuck with me was that phrase, the open heaven. And I wanted to declare over each of you an open heaven. And every time that you say yes, and I know this has been said before, every time you say yes to God and every time you obey him, there's an increase. And there's an increase in hearing his voice and an increase in the ground that you take. And I declare an open heaven over each one of you. Amen.
Yes. This is probably, not that you can't there, I'm not sure how it's all going to work, but we'll be able to hear you much easier on this mic. I'm not sure if there's going to be a mic or what there is there, but so if you've got something to say and God's stirring it on and stirring you, then yeah, come on up. But if not, we can probably, yeah, I'll just, is that it? Yes? Okay. I will close in prayer, and then as Daniel, one more. Oh, sorry, I didn't see your hand. I almost called you Mrs. Williams, but you.
Steele. I'm just so privileged to be a grandma watching her granddaughters take the step of faith. And all of you are granddaughters, right? There are people who've been praying for you and who've been thinking about you for a long time. And even before you were born, and praying that God would give you a heritage of faith like them. And who knows, great-grandmother, I mean, it just goes a long ways back. So I just pray that in the name of Jesus, that the heritage would continue through all generations and that God would go with you and be faithful and give you strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. The reason why I like to give so much time is because I'm one of those people that, like, will wait and will wait and will wait. And then most times I lose my opportunity because I waited so long. But I know there's others out there like me that just need that little bit of extra time. So, last call. Yes. I don't know if you're that type of guy, though.
Not, but I figured if you'd say it after the 20th time, then I guess I'd go. I just want to say I watched most of you grow up in Sunday school and been able to teach you guys. And just the questions you've been asking and the way you've been growing and just the way we've seen you learn and understand God and live him out every day has just been amazing. So I just want to encourage you guys, keep asking those questions when you don't understand something. Investigate things like what the baptism, like you did, Shalina, is awesome. And just keep asking questions and investigating and finding out and trying to understand the things that you don't understand. And by asking people, like there's a lot of wise people in the congregation here, asking them, reading the word, keep on praying, and just keep on trusting God. So I just want to declare that over your life, that you'll remember that truth always, that God is for you and he's not against you. And you might feel some pressures now in the next couple of weeks because Satan doesn't like what's happening here. So I know you guys will continue to be strong because you've grown up and you've asked those questions. So I just declare that over your lives.
Thank you. So if it wasn't clear, again, it's in your bulletin on where we're headed, and we're going to head there directly real soon here, and then we're going to do the... Yes, come on up. Come on up. We're going to head there directly, and then it'll be baptisms and then lunch, and it's lunches that you've brought for yourselves, just to be clear. If you've got extras, you can share.
This morning I've been working on a Bible art page during service at the back there, and the scripture that I've been meditating on is Psalm 119, verse 129 and 130. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light.
I think probably some of us maybe grew up that you couldn't write in your Bibles. I hope, maybe, can you, did you show, you should show everybody. Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. All right. It's already starting to be too many people, so I'm shutting it down. You had your chance. God, thank you for today. Thank you for all the things that have been stirred up in people. Thank you for the release of what you've put inside of us, especially these six ladies. God, I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, that this is something that they will look back on, God, and see your goodness to them. God, we thank you that you are faithful and always faithful, that you're always with us. And God, that you know. Amen.